My friends, I want to talk to you today about something that touches each and every one of us. Hard times. We all go through them, whether it's losing a job, facing illness, dealing with family struggles, or simply feeling lost and alone. Hard times are part of the human experience. But I want to remind you today that your hard times are not the end of your story. They are not the final chapter. God has a plan to turn your hard times into victories. You see, life can feel like a series of battles. Sometimes it feels like we are constantly fighting, struggling to stay afloat, trying to find our way. It can be exhausting. It can be disheartening. But there is a promise we can hold on to. God will turn your hard times into victories. Imagine you're walking through a dark tunnel. It's cold, it's lonely, and it seems never ending. But remember, every tunnel has an exit. There is light at the end. God is that light. He is walking with you through that tunnel, guiding you, holding you, and giving you the strength to keep going. Your hard times are just the tunnel, but victory is the light waiting for you at the end. Think about the times when you felt defeated, when you thought you couldn't go on, but you did. You found a way to move forward. That's because inside each of us is a resilience, a strength that we often don't realize. We have until we need it the most. That strength is God working within us, turning our pain into power, our sorrow into joy, our struggles into triumphs. Sometimes, in the middle of our hardest times, it's easy to forget that God is with us. It's easy to feel abandoned, to think that we are alone in our suffering. But God never leaves us. He is with us in every tear, every heartbreak, every moment of despair. He is there, whispering words of comfort, words of hope, reminding us that this too shall pass, and that there is something beautiful waiting on the other side. When we face hard times, it's not a sign that we are weak or that we are being punished. It's an opportunity for growth. It's a chance for us to learn more about ourselves, to dig deep and find that inner strength, to develop a deeper faith and trust in God's plan for us. It's in the hardest moments that we often discover our true selves and our true potential. Remember that every challenge, every obstacle, every hardship is a stepping stone on your journey to victory. God is using these moments to prepare you, to strengthen you, to mold you into the person you are meant to be. It might not be easy, and it might not make sense right now, but trust that there is a purpose behind your pain. Look around you. Every person you see has faced their own hard times. We are all connected by our struggles. We are all on this journey together. When we share our stories, when we support each other, when we lift each other up, we are participating in God's plan to turn hard times into victories. We are living examples of His promise. Let's not forget the power of hope. Hope is what keeps us going when everything else tells us to give up. Hope is the light in the darkness, the strength in our weakness. It is the unwavering belief that better days are ahead, that the sun will shine again, and that victory is within our reach. Hope is God's gift to us, a reminder that we are never alone and that our hard times are temporary. So, whatever you are facing today, whatever hard times you are going through, hold on.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And to hope, trust that God is with you. Believe that He will turn your hard times into victories. You are stronger than you think, braver than you feel, and more resilient than you know. You have the power within you to overcome, to rise above, and to emerge victorious. As we go through life, let's carry this message in our hearts. Hard times are not here to stay. They are here to pass. And when they do, we will come out on the other side stronger, wiser, and more victorious than ever before. Beloved friends, in the midst of our struggles, it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture. We get caught up in the pain, the frustration, the confusion. But if we can shift our perspective, if we can see our hard times as temporary, as part of a greater plan, we can find the strength to keep moving forward. Imagine you are climbing a steep mountain. The path is rocky. The journey is tiring. And at times you might feel like giving up. But with every step, you are getting closer to the summit. Each challenge you overcome is bringing you nearer to the top, where the view is breathtaking, where you can see the beauty of the journey and the distance you've covered. That summit, that beautiful view, is your victory. God is guiding you up that mountain, giving you the strength to take each step, encouraging you to keep climbing. It's important to remember that we don't have to climb that mountain alone. We have each other. We have a community of people who care about us, who support us, who want to see us succeed. Reach out to those around you. Share your struggles, your fears, your hopes. Let others help you carry your burdens. Together, we are stronger. Together, we can overcome any obstacle. In our darkest moments, we often find our greatest strengths. It's when we are tested, when we are pushed to our limits, that we discover what we are truly capable of. These hard times are shaping you, molding you into a stronger, more resilient person. They are teaching you lessons that will serve you for the rest of your life. Embrace these lessons. Learn from them. Grow from them. Think about a time when you faced a seemingly insurmountable challenge. Remember how you felt, how you doubted yourself, how you wondered if you would ever make it through. But you did. You found a way. You came out stronger on the other side. That victory was a testament to your strength, your perseverance, and God's unwavering support. Use that memory as a source of strength. Let it remind you that you have overcome before, and you will overcome again. Every victory, no matter how small, is a step forward. Celebrate those victories. Acknowledge your progress. Give thanks for the strength and support that helped you get there. These moments of triumph are a reminder that you are capable of amazing things, that you are on a journey towards something greater. And let's not forget the importance of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself during hard times. It's easy to be our own worst critic, to blame ourselves for our struggles. But remember, you are doing the best you can. You are navigating through tough times with grace and courage. Give yourself credit for that. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion that you would offer to a dear friend. As we move forward, let's carry this message with us. Hard times are part of our journey, but they are not our destination. They are the challenges we overcome on our way to victory. They are the moments that test our strength and build our character. They are the opportunities for growth and transformation. Today, as you leave this message, take with you the promise that God will turn your hard times into victories. Hold on to that hope. Let it guide you, strengthen you, and inspire you. Know that no matter what you are facing, you are not alone. You have a community that supports you, a strength within you, and a God who loves you and is guiding you towards victory. My friends, let's also remember the importance of gratitude. Even in our hardest times, there is always something to be thankful for. Gratitude shifts our focus from what we lack to what we have. It reminds us of the blessings in our lives, the small victories, the moments of joy. It helps us see the light, even in the darkest of times. Take a moment each day to reflect on something you are grateful for. It could be as simple as a warm meal, a kind word from a friend, or a beautiful sunset. These small moments of gratitude can add up, filling our hearts with hope and positivity, giving us the strength to keep going. When you find yourself in the midst of a storm, remember that storms don't last forever. The sun will shine again, the rain will stop, and the clouds will clear. And when they do, you will be standing stronger, more resilient, and ready to embrace the new opportunities that await you. Your hard times are temporary, but the strength and wisdom you gain from them will last a lifetime. It's also crucial to take care of yourself during these times. Physical, mental, and emotional self-care are vital. Ensure you are eating well, getting enough rest, and taking time to relax and recharge. Practice mindfulness, meditation, or any activity that helps you stay grounded and centered. Taking care of yourself is not a luxury. It's a necessity. It gives you the energy and resilience to face whatever comes your way. Now, let's talk about dreams and aspirations. Sometimes hard times can make us forget our dreams. They can make us feel like giving up, like our dreams are out of reach. But I want to encourage you to hold on to your dreams. Keep believing in them. Keep working towards them. Hard times are not a reason to give up on your dreams. They are a reason to fight for them even harder. Your dreams are worth it. You are worth it. And God is with you, turning your dreams into reality, one step at a time. Think about what you want to achieve, the goals you have set for yourself. Visualize them, believe in them, and take action towards them every day, no matter how small the steps may be. Every step forward is a step closer to your victory. Trust that God is guiding you, opening doors for you, and providing you with the opportunities and resources you need to succeed. And when you do achieve your victories, big or small, share them with others. Your story of overcoming hard times can be a source of inspiration and hope for someone else. By sharing your journey, you can encourage others to keep going, to believe in themselves, and to trust in God's plan for their lives. We are all in this together, and your victories can light the way for someone else. Let's also commit to being there for each other. Reach out to those who are struggling. Offer a listening ear, a kind word, a helping hand. Sometimes, just knowing that someone cares can make all the difference. We are a community, a family, and together, we can lift each other up and help each other through the hard times. Remember this, God will turn your hard times into victories. Hold on to that promise. Let it be the light that guides you through the darkness. Let it be the strength that carries you when you feel weak. Let it be the hope that keeps you going. Even when everything else tells you to give up, you are stronger than you know. And with God by your side, there is nothing you cannot overcome. Believe in yourself. Believe in your dreams. Believe in the power of hope and the promise of victory. Your hard times are not the end of your story. They are just the beginning of a new chapter, a chapter filled with strength, resilience, and triumph. Embrace your journey, trust in God's plan, and know that your victory is coming. Beloved, as we navigate through our hard times, let's also cultivate a spirit of perseverance. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be ups and downs, moments of triumph, and moments of struggle. But if we keep moving forward, step by step, day by day, we will reach our destination. Perseverance is about staying committed to our journey, even when it gets tough. It's about believing in ourselves, trusting in God's plan, and never giving up. Remember that setbacks are not failures. They are opportunities to learn and grow. Every time we fall, we have the chance to rise again, stronger and wiser than before. Every obstacle we face is a chance to develop our resilience, to build our character, to deepen our faith. Embrace these moments as part of your journey, knowing that they are leading you to something greater. Let's also make time for reflection and self-discovery. Hard times can be an invitation to look inward, to understand ourselves better, to reconnect with our values and our purpose. Take time to reflect on your journey, to understand the lessons you are learning, to appreciate the growth you are experiencing. This self-awareness can be a powerful tool in navigating through hard times and emerging victorious. As we continue this journey, let's hold on to the promise that God will turn our hard times into victories. This promise is not just a hopeful thought. It is a truth we can anchor our lives in. It is a reminder that we are never alone, that we are always supported, that we are destined for greatness. Let this promise be the foundation of our hope, the source of our strength, the inspiration for our perseverance. Today, I invite you to embrace this message fully. Let it permeate your heart and mind. Let it inspire you to keep going, to keep believing, to keep hoping. Know that your hard times are not the end of your story. They are a part of your journey, a journey that is leading you to victory. As we close, let's take a moment to pray together. Let's invite God's presence into our lives, asking for His guidance, His strength, His peace. Let's pray for ourselves, for each other, for our community, knowing that we are all in this together, and that together, we can overcome anything. Dear Heavenly Father, in moments of despair and uncertainty, I turn to you for comfort and guidance. I ask for your divine intervention to transform the difficulties I face into triumphant victories and breakthroughs. Grant me the courage to overcome challenges and the wisdom to seize opportunities for growth. I humbly ask for your abundant blessings upon my financial situation. Please open doors for prosperity and provide me with the resources I need to support myself and my loved ones. May your grace and favor be upon my endeavors, leading me towards financial stability and abundance. Furthermore, I seek your healing touch, both physically and emotionally. Pour out your restorative power upon me, bringing wholeness and strength to every aspect of my being. Grant me the perseverance to endure, the faith to believe in miraculous healing, and the patience to await your perfect timing. I trust in your unwavering love and faithfulness, knowing that you are working all things together for my good. Help me to remain steadfast in my faith, even in the midst of adversity. Thank you for being my ever-present help in times of need. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.